Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
On this episode of No Sleeping in the Trophy Room, I checked in to Coney Island, New York, to connect with rapper and entrepreneur Gorilla Nemz. He's notoriously known for a phrase that captivated the entire country. Bing bong. Now, Nemz isn't new to the spotlight. He's had previous notoriety in the battle rap arena, but his music career was put on pause by his street life and drug addiction. After 12 years of sobriety, the runway is clear, and Nemz has emerged in a brand new bag with new music, new hustles, and a new lease on life. From Coney Island to the world, let's get into it. This is No Sleeping in the Trophy Room. What up? My name is Los Antonio. Welcome back to No Sleeping in the Trophy Room, the conversation fueled by motivation, experience, and truth. And I'm extremely excited to be joined by my guest today. I am here with hip-hop artist, entrepreneur, the self-proclaimed mayor of Coney Island, New York. Whatever you do, just don't disrespect him. I'm talking about the one, the only, Nemz. Nemz, what's going on, baby?
Bing bong.
How you feeling, man? Thank you so much. Good. For taking the time, man, to do this. Yeah. Really appreciate you, man.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So let's have a seat, man. We're here on your block.
Let's go.
So, Nemz, man, tell us a little bit about exactly where we are right now.
Right now, we're on Mermaid Avenue and West 16th Street. That has become, like, the collective. Like, my whole team is from throughout Coney Island. Coney Island is three avenues and 21 blocks. My whole team is from all over Coney Island, but this is, like, the spot where we link up. And we all, like, this is, like, the headquarters.
I was about to say, this is definitely headquarters.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, for all our viewers, everywhere you look, you see Nemz on the walls, you see G's on the walls, you see FYL on the walls.
Absolutely.
This is 100% Gorilla Nemz HQ. So, Nemz, you have the entire world screaming Bing Bong.
Absolutely.
How does that feel to be the face of where you grew up and where you come from?
I mean, that's always been big for me, because no rapper has come out of Coney Island.
That's right. Couple ball players.
Ball players, that's what we're known for. Yeah. So since the beginning, I always knew that I wanted to be the first rapper to come out. Listen, you could go to Bed-Stuy and talk to, you know, when they were coming up, talk to Biggie, talk to Hov. You could go to Brownsville, talk to M.O.P. You could go to East New York, talk to Uncle Murder, whoever else. When you come to Coney Island as another artist coming up, you can't really talk to any artist, man. And I wanted to be that person to open the door for the rest of the community.
That's right.
Because when we grew up out here, man, it's like, yo, if you're not playing ball, it's very rare you're going to make it out of here.
Word up.
If you ain't hustling or doing something illegal. So I wanted to change the narrative.
What's that, that saying? You either got a wicked jump shot or you sling a crack rock.
Exactly.
You know? But in this case, Nebs is dropping crazy, crazy bars, and he's going wild viral doing his business.
Absolutely.
So, you know, there's been a ton of people that have supported you. Was there anybody that, like, you know, caught you off guard or that surprised you or that, you know, it felt like a breakthrough moment, like, wow, I'm really taking this thing to the next level. Like, these people just, you know, showed me some love or I got a phone call or something like that. Was there somebody that?
I think the moment that really stuck out for me is when I did the Crew League, when I hosted it. Shout out Revolt. Shout out the Crew League. You know what I'm saying?
Eli, but Eli, my guy.
Yeah, exactly. So I wasn't familiar with it. And Eli hit my guy Mex, and Mex was, we already had bookings for those dates that they wanted us. And I was like, yo, Mex was like, yo, cancel them, give the money back. I promise you this is going to be worth it. If it's not, you don't never have to listen to me again. I was like, all right. We went out there and, you know, I knew everybody in New York was doing a bing bong everywhere, but when I went out to LA and I ran into Chris Brown and NLE Chopper and Well, and they all was bing bong and they was more excited to see me than I was to see them.
Word.
I was like, all right, it's lit now.
Yeah, that's amazing, man.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like when you see these artists and, you know, superstars in their own right, and, you know, they're jacking your lingo.
100%.
You know? And
100%. That was the moment when I was like, all right, we got, you know, it was up to the next level. You know, last week I moved so fast, like I don't look back. Mm-hmm. Like even, I don't look back into.
Oh yeah, it's a little AC water, we good.
I hope it's AC water.
Yeah, it's good.
Nah, it is. I don't really look back at last week or last month or last year, right? So, fucking dickheads.
New York, baby. Clockwork.
So, like, I really, like, I was in my pool at night, and I was, like, just thinking about where I'm at right now in life in general and where I'm at in my career. And I was like, yo, I really did this shit.
Hell yeah.
Like, I've been saying since I'm elementary school. Mm-hmm. Anybody that would listen, yo, I'm not doing no 9-to-5 my life. I'm meant for bigger things. And it's finally, it's just like validation and realization that actually I spoke it into existence and I worked it into existence.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that separates me than the next man is just that I didn't stop.
Straight up.
When I was at my worst in life, when I was up in life, when I was anywhere in life, I just continued with the goal until the goal is getting achieved.
Yeah. It's a real blessing, man, to be you for a living. You know what I mean?
Like, it's the best.
Yeah.
It's the best. Best part about going viral is that I didn't have to be anybody I wasn't. That whole viral bing bong stuff is me.
Straight up.
I didn't have to do no crazy stuff to jump out the window, and it was actually me. Mm-hmm. And that's why when people say, yo, you sick of saying bing bong? You sick of doing this? I'm like, nah, because it's me.
Yeah. So I'm going to take a couple steps back. You know, talk to me about how Coney Island groomed you to be, you know, the man that you are today.
Like, what are
some of the things that you had to, like, go through, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, lessons you learned, you know?
Well, Coney Island is just, like, in all aspects, you have to fight for your respect. Whether it be on your block, in the neighborhood, or just in Brooklyn in general. Like, you know, everybody in Brooklyn knows about Coney Island, but you don't get no love. Big, whole, they ain't shout out Brooklyn's Finest. Mm-hmm. I mean, on Brooklyn's Finest, they don't shout out Coney Island. You know what I'm saying? And it always was like, you know, you got to earn that. And when you come outside, growing up in the projects, being, you know, I'm Puerto Rican and Irish. Mm-hmm. Some people see me Puerto Rican, some people see me white, you know what I'm saying? But you gotta fight and earn yours, you know what I'm saying? And you know, just got to fight for whatever you want. That's what Coney Island just instilled in me. Like, you got to fight and work hard for what you want to be respected so you don't get walked over or ran over.
That's a fact. So it gives you, you know, like the sense of just you always have to fight for that. You have to go out and grab it. Ain't nothing coming to you.
It ain't coming to you, man. Like, you ain't going to get shit just sitting there. And we can curse
all day.
Nobody gives a fuck what you're going through. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares about what you personally are going through because they got their own shit going on. Mm-hmm. So what's the point of crying and feeling down on yourself? Nobody else gives a fuck. Right. You're the only one that can take care of your shit. So you got to take care of that before, you know, you sink. You know what I'm saying?
For our viewers at home, those listening, Nobody cares. Just work harder, all right?
Absolutely.
So I got a quote from you here. You said, if you knew what I've been through, people would have no problem with me winning.
Absolutely.
Talk to me about some of the adversities you had to personally overcome to get to this point right here.
For a long period of life, probably a decade or so, I was addicted to every drug. I didn't smoke crack, I didn't shoot needles, but everything else I was doing. I was homeless, I was in jail. And just at the bottom of life, mm-hmm. at the bottom. Like, that's why I call myself the mayor out here, because I connect with everybody, whether it's the guy hustling or the guy sleeping on this corner, because I've been in all of those aspects and I've seen all those lives. I feel like I'm living a new life, you know, after I decided to stop drinking and doing drugs and all of that, like 13 mm-hmm. years ago. My whole life has been uphill, you know what I'm saying? But I've also slept on the lifeguard chairs on the beach and, you know, slept in project staircases and mm-hmm. I've slept in penthouses. But that, everything is for a reason. It made me who I am.
Straight up.
And I appreciate it. While you're going through it, it sucks. But when you get through it and you're able to look back on it, mm-hmm. you're like, all right, that happened for this to happen. And that door closed so three more could open.
It just kind of all connects.
Everything. Everything happens for a reason. I'm a true believer in that.
And going through that, I'm sure, you know, you realize that, you know, what you didn't want in life.
Absolutely.
Like, I do not want to go through this no more. I don't want to go through that no more. You know, have one of those?
Yeah, nah. At one point in life, going to jail, being in a rehab, just being a ward of the state was a normal thing to me. Like, right. getting locked up was normal. Like, being in jail was normal. And now that I'm on this side of life and I haven't been arrested in probably, I don't know, 10 years.
Word up.
Right? It's just, you look at life a whole different way. I sometimes think back like, yo, how did I think that was normal? That's nothing normal about that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, normal, productive people do not go to jail on a weekly basis, mm-hmm. are not so messed up on drugs that they go to rehab. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not normal. And, you know, that's why I appreciate where I'm at today, man. Sometimes I wake up, I look at my ceiling when I wake up in the morning, and I'm just happy to be alive and appreciative and grateful to just be waking up in my own bed.
Yeah.
And everything else after that is a win.
I mean, shit, just now we were just talking. You said you were in your pool.
Absolutely.
Kicking it, cooling it.
Absolutely. That's why I'm all sunburnt over there. I was in my pool all day.
Zoom in on the glow.
Yeah.
But nah, man, you know, that is a real testament, you know. Nem's chilling in his pool 10 years ago, you know what I'm saying, was a far
fresh idea. There wasn't no pool at all.
Just on the topic of sobriety, you know, I want to
absolutely.
I want to expand on that because, you know, nowadays you have a lot of glorification of drugs and music. You know, I learned that about you doing my research about, you know, you being sober.
Yeah.
One, how much does that impact the way you do business and, you know, just the clarity on a day to day, you know?
I mean, when it comes to business, it makes it makes the people around me sometimes, they get it from me. Like, in a good way, in a loving way, but it's also, mm-hmm. it's also like, yo, I don't drink, I don't do drugs. When I don't go out to clubs, like, everything that I do is based on achieving and living successfully. Achieving success and living success. So I'm constantly, you know, everything I do is working towards achieving my goals. Mm-hmm. So for me, having fun is going out and making money. You know what I'm saying? When I go out, I don't care about drinking. I don't care about smoking. I care about going out and getting a bag. Mm-hmm. I care about, like, everybody needs to be on point. Like, my friends go have more fun when we go to events than I do. When I got a show or all of that, my peoples have more fun than me. They're the ones getting drunk and, you know, right. I'm the one that's always on point. Like, I feel like I always have to, I always have to be working towards. Today when I was in my pool, bro, I felt like, damn, I ain't doing nothing right now. I don't like being like that. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right,
but sometimes
right.
you got to get comfortable and just, you need some days to yourself.
Absolutely. Just to regroup, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, 100%. But it's just made me more level-headed and just like, just more vicious towards getting my goals, man.
Straight up. You just get it to it with intent, with purpose.
Absolutely.
You know? Straight to it.
There's no there's nothing else to talk about. Let's get to business.
Straight up, man.
You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy, you know, like I used to feel like back in the day, I used to have to like smoke before I did something, before I went to work. I'd be like, you know what, let me just smoke real quick or something like that. And in my mind, I always thought that like, you know, I would be better.
Yeah, you know, the sidetracks
you. But you know, to each his own.
Absolutely.
To each his own, do you.
And I also don't shit on anybody that does that.
Yeah.
Just because I can't do it, like I know that I can't just do one.
Yeah.
I can't do one drink, I can't do one blunt, I can't do $1, I can't do one woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything I do is in excess.
Yeah, yeah.
So, that's me.
Yeah.
That's not the next man.
Straight up.
So if somebody else is out there, if my mans want to smoke and drink, they're controlling it. They could have a couple drinks and go home like nothing.
Straight up.
I can't do that. So I don't even play with it. You know what I'm saying? But I never shit on the next man for having fun and doing what they want to do. With it being said in the music and stuff, that doesn't bother me at all. Like, it's like, you know, people gonna have to go through what they go through. Mm-hmm. It's not, I never try to shit on the next man's party or the next man's good time.
Straight up.
If they, every man has to live with the choices they make. If they fuck it up, then that's on you. It's on you to fix it.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I got this this little quote that I kind of just keep in the back of my head. It's called, protect your trajectory. You know, so it's like whatever you got to do, you just know where you're trying to go.
100%.
That's where you're trying to go.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you've been had notoriety before going viral. Mm-hmm. I just want everybody to be clear. Like my man Ray right here, he told me he's been on your music for like the past 5-10 years
Fire.
Before, you know, anything. But, you know, there's an entire community that's known about you beforehand.
Yeah, yeah.
So part of that is about consistency. So
absolutely.
How important is consistency in your grind and your formula? You know, like you said, this ain't nothing new, but it's hit a new peak.
It's the most important. Consistency is the most important thing to a hustler. And I didn't realize that until in 2016, you know, I was rapping, I was doing my stuff. But in 2016, I said, yo, I'm going to take the year off from rapping. I'm still gonna put up freestyles on Instagram and do features, but as far as putting out my own projects, I'm gonna take a break and just focus on my brand, FYL brand, right? And in that year, I started making weekly drops. Like, I'm dropping this week, when it sells out, it's not coming back out. And I just built the whole brand within the first year without a website, anything, made 6 figures. Wow. Just off the DMs, you know what I'm saying? And it taught me, consistency is key. People knew I was dropping something every Friday. They knew to come look for it. Mm-hmm. And most of the times it would sell out, but there would be weeks when I would drop a design that wouldn't hit. Okay, should I cry about it? Should I say, damn, I took a loss? Let me not drop something again next week. Nah, you just steamroll through that, man, and just stay consistent. Everybody takes losses.
Straight up.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody. Losses are a normal part of life. When I was doing the Fight Club and I was battling, I got 26 wins and like 4 losses. The times I wrote my most fire shit is when I lost a battle because I was so angry and embarrassed that I fucking lost that I was like, yo, next week when I battle again, nobody's gonna beat me, no matter who it is.
Straight up.
And you learn more about yourself going through losses, man. Just as long as you ain't pitying yourself and just crying about it, man, just power through that shit, man.
That's it.
That's it.
I love that, man. And I think that's such an important message because it's so easy, you know, as an entrepreneur, if you're a musician, whatever it is, it's so easy to get discouraged on the come up, you know? Sometimes people do things for an applause, but when you do things for a cause,
absolutely.
It's like, no, I'm doing this because I got the bigger vision.
Absolutely.
You know? So I think, you know, I really see that in your story and I respect it so much, man.
Thank you, bro.
So Nems, man, so there's a strong sense of community here in Coney Island, man.
Yeah.
And you as the mayor of Coney Island, how do you embrace that role and responsibility? You know what I'm saying? Like, I see that you mess with everybody here. They show you mad love. You show them mad love.
Absolutely.
You're the mayor, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like. I mean, it's more like I don't take this this notoriety shit to heart. My man Juju from the Beat Nuts one, he told me like, yo, told me one day, and I don't know why it stuck with me, because a lot of people tell me shit and it don't stick with me. It was like, yo, if you remember, if you take to heart the good shit that they say about you, you also got to take to heart the bad shit they say about you. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I just don't pay attention to none of that, man. I do what I want. Like, and these are my people. These are people that I've been growing up with. I've been new. Like, it's like a family thing. You know what I'm saying? And I'm never better than or less than the next person. And it took me years to be that way, man. And then, you know what's funny? When I wasn't popping and I would go to events, I'd be like, yo, I'm them. You crazy? Argue with the security. And now, a lot of people know who I am. When I go, I'm mad humble. Like, it's more like, yo, what up, man? Nice to meet you. Security, yo, how you doing? You know, they're the people that's going to watch out for you anyway.
Absolutely.
If something goes down. But it took years to get this way. It's not like I've always been this person. Nah, I was a fucking asshole, you know? And it's just, that gets you nowhere in life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I've learned from just doing the right thing and doing good towards other people. That's way more fulfilling to me than being a scumbag and robbing and stealing, because I've been on that side as well.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All that bad karma don't bring you nothing but bad energy towards yourself.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
And I don't want no parts of that now. The more mature and the older I get, it's just like, all right, I'm here for a purpose, man. I've done shit that other people have done, and they're not here no more. You know what I'm saying? I've done a lot of things that people are dead over, and I'm still here. It's because that I'm here for a reason.
That's right.
And it's not fully clear yet what the reason is, but I know that at the end of the day, if all was said and done today, I'll be remembered in the community. I'll be remembered within my people. You know what I'm saying? And in a good way. Not on some, he was a piece of shit and he didn't do this and he didn't do right. Nah, I'll be a lot in a positive light. Yeah. And this is just the beginning.
Absolutely.
But it's more like never better than, never less than anybody, man.
And you're also blessing people through, you know, just your whole movement. You know, I want to talk about how Byron did,
yeah,
there was
absolutely
a GoFundMe that got set
absolutely
up for him.
Yeah, yeah, he made more money off that video than any of us.
So now he has an apartment, right? He's like situated.
Well, he's in California now.
Wow. Wow.
But he did get an apartment.
Yeah.
He did get about 40,000.
Yeah, yeah.
And now the last I saw, somebody tagged me in a video that he's in California.
Wow.
And when we used to post him, his son hit me up. I was like, yo, that's my father. I haven't seen him in mad long. And then I connected them. And
really?
You know, that's behind us. People don't even know that.
Wow.
You know, me and the Side Talk guys put them in touch with each other. Yeah.
That's a beautiful
that
thing, kind of
messed me up.
Yeah.
But what was the question?
No, the question was really just about you just embracing your role as the self-proclaimed mayor out here and just taking care of the community and, you know, showing love and just, but, you know.
Yeah, the main thing is, we're all grown-ups. We're all grown men, grown women, whatever. The realest thing a man could do for another man is provide an opportunity.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I'm not your father. I'm not your mother. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to hand you nothing. Everything I got, I worked for. But if you my man, I'm going to provide an opportunity for you to get your own money.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not out here handing out hundreds and 20s and 50s, nah. But I will put you in the position
yeah
to make your own money.
Absolutely.
And create your own empire. because that's the realest thing a man can do for another man.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And sometimes I have to tell people that. Like, people, yo, you didn't do this for me. I don't have to. I don't have to. I don't expect nobody to do nothing for me.
That's
so why would I have to do this? You think I put in 20 years of hard work for you to benefit? Nah. But this 20 years of hard work will make you benefit if you look at it the right way. If you look at it like somebody owes you, it ain't gonna work like that. Mm-hmm. But if you look at it like, yo, boom, he just opened that door. Let me stick my foot in there and get my own. That's how it is.
Straight up, man. Entitlement, man. Entitlement is the worst sometimes,
man. Yo, people, entitlement, jealousy, all of that, man, is just the biggest. Entitlement, though, is the biggest collapser of teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or ego. And I have a huge ego. But I have to always check myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, sometimes I talk to people out of hand because because I'm angry with what's going on in my life, I put it out on other people. And sometimes I have to check myself, like, yo, nobody deserves to be, you wouldn't want to be talked to like that. Don't talk to nobody else like that. I have no problem apologizing when I'm wrong. I take responsibility for my actions. You know what I'm saying? And if I did wrong, I have no problem apologizing, man, because when you're wrong, you're wrong.
That's big, man. I think, you know, myself, I'm definitely working through those things, man. So that's amazing that you could identify that and just, you know, be able to keep it 100 with yourself. And that in turn keeps it 100 with everybody around you, you know?
Absolutely.
Big gems going on right here. So, you know, just coming off the topic of you being the you know, self-proclaimed mayor of Coney Island here, you know, you think about the young Dolphs of the world, the Nipsey Hussles of the world who loved their community so much, you know, that they were willing to do whatever it was to help them out. And obviously, you know, they had an untimely loss,
mm-hmm.
but what are some of the, like, precautions that you take or some of the mental notes that you make to still be accessible, but, you know, just move a little smarter, you know what I'm saying?
Well, those artists are constantly in the back of my mind, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere I move, especially when we're just like this, you know what I'm saying? But I try to insulate myself with just people who want the best for me and people who want the best for themselves as well. But, you know, like here, when I'm here talking to you, we got three guys that's mm-hmm. watching over here.
Yeah.
You got a guy watching over there. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, just you can't let fear ruin your life or rule your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that was the case, I would have you meet me by my pool. You know what I'm saying? And we would have had the interview there.
Some pool talk?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with that.
Next time we're going to do this, we're going to be at Nem's pool, salt water
facts.
In it.
Facts.
Keep it locked.
But, you know, you have to learn from what happened to those guys, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, the Dolph situation, he was, from the little bit I've known, he had beef over there, you know what I'm
right.
saying? And Nipsey, he got into an argument over there, you know what I'm saying? And you just have to keep your cool at all times and just keep that in the back of your head, man. Because I definitely don't walk around like, yo, it can't happen. You know what I'm
right.
saying? It could happen to anybody, no
yeah.
matter who you are.
Yeah.
But I try to put out a peaceful energy and a good vibe with what I do. And I'm blessed like that because a lot of times, you know, I'm a rapper first and foremost, but a lot of people see me as a comedian, somebody that makes content, bing bong guy,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? So most of the time when I walk into spots, it's a good energy and a good vibe.
Right,
and I
right.
love that.
Yeah.
I love that. That alleviates so many problems that when I walk into a room, it puts smiles on people's faces. And
yeah.
that is just like the total opposite of how I was in life.
Right.
And I'm so appreciative of that.
I love that, man,
yeah.
for real. And I mean, that's reflective in the Crew League situation we were just talking about. You
Absolutely.
Pull up there, it's like, they like, yo.
Absolutely,
hey, you
know? Absolutely.
I love that, yo. I really do. So we do this this segment on the show called Power Plays. Power Plays are just, you know, pro tips, gems that you want to share for people who are trying to take control of their narrative. You know, like somebody who just, what's your advice for somebody who wants to take control, but is just like stuck in their head mentally, you know, like how do you get out your head and get in your bag?
Listen, the biggest obstacle to success is overthinking. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people, a lot of my friends, just a lot of people in my life in general are overthinkers. And overthinking is good in certain areas, but it also stifles you. Sometimes you just gotta say, fuck it. I'm gonna do this. Let me see the guy's riding a fucking lawnmower. You just gotta sometimes just say, fuck it. I'm gonna put it out. Whatever happens, happens. You know, right. I've had a lot of friends. Y'all making a clothing line, y'all, but I can't put it out before the thing is get copywritten. Listen, nobody's gonna wanna bite your shit if it ain't popping.
Facts.
When it gets popping, then you worry about it, man. Just put that shit out, man. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about who, what, where, why. Just put that shit out, man. Mm-hmm. And when the success comes, that's a good problem to have. Mm-hmm. Don't overthink it, man. Just fucking do it.
That's cool. We were just having that conversation on the way here. That's crazy. Man.
You could talk yourself out of mad blessings.
Word up.
You know what I'm saying? You could talk yourself out of mad blessings and successes. Just don't let yourself play yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Simple as that.
No sleeping, you know?
Yeah, facts.
So, Nems, I'm going to ask you to finish this sentence right here. I fell in love with hip-hop when I heard
Biz Markie, Just a Friend. Mm. Probably, just the drums and just the singing. And I don't know. I remember I had to be like 5, 6. But I was just like, yo, just the drums on that is just like hard. Oh, you got what? Yo,
straight up.
I don't know. Once I heard that, and I just would go to the video store, rent the Fat Boys, Disorderlies, and just like, yo, just, but Biz Markie, Just a Friend probably was like,
word.
Did it for me.
Have you ever connected with him? Have you ever like?
I met him. Yeah. Before he passed away, yeah, word. I met him a couple times. He showed me love. It was
That's dope.
Dope,
man.
Yeah, absolutely.
I said that. I'm sorry. I saw that you and Fat Joe, man. That like you got like a friendship with Fat Joe. I'm friends with UFO Feeve. Shout out to Feeve.
Yeah.
Much
Feeve.
Love.
Yeah.
Talk to me about just your admiration for Terror Squad, Fat Joe. You know.
Well, growing up in New York as a Puerto Rican in the late 90s, mm-hmm. Terror Squad was everything. Big Pun, Fat Joe, they was gods. You know what I'm saying? Like, Fat Joe put it, there was other Puerto Ricans in the game, but when Fat Joe came out, it was like, all right, nobody's heard of Fat Joe. Like, it ain't a joke. Like, his bars is up and he's respected. And it gave us like, to be proud about it. And then when Pun came along, it was just like, yo, Pun's nicer than everybody in the game.
Straight up.
And it gave us, just like I was speaking about, like being from Coney Island, we didn't have nobody to look up to. But when Terror Squad came out, for Puerto Ricans in New York City and just worldwide, was just like, that was rapping, it was like, yo, we had somebody to look up to. Mm-hmm. And then when Feeve introduced me to Fat Joe was like, yo, you just dropped the album. I was like, damn, he's in tune?
Wow.
And then I started building my own relationship with him. It was just like, it was crazy to me.
Yeah.
It was super dope. And then how I really got cool with Fat Joe was that I was online buying mad Avirexes. I was like, yo, I'm gonna have mad Avirexes this winter. And I came across a Terror Squad Avirex that said Raul on it. Oh, and I know that's his man that passed away. So I DM'd him, yo, this is your man shit? He's like, yo, cop that right now. I'll give you the bread for it. Come by the store. I copped it. I think it was like 2,500, something like that, 3,000, something like that. I copped it. I brought it to a store. I was like, hey, you know, that's his man that passed away. If there was a leather of one of my cousins, Ricky Takeover, and somebody found, I wouldn't want somebody to be selling it on eBay. I wouldn't want to have it.
That's right. That's
so
right.
When I brought it to him, they tried to give me the bread, and I was like, nah, hell no. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's love. You know what I'm saying? And he always showed me love after. Oh, he was showing me love before that, but that's when it really like cemented it. And then right before the Bing Bong stuff happened, he went on BET on Rap City, like their first new episode. And they was like, yo, is there a new Fat Joe? They was asking other people, yo, is there a new Biggie? There's new Tupac, he was naming other rappers. They was like, so is there a new Fat Joe? He's like, yeah, this kid Nems out of Coney Island. I was like, yo. That was like the first time I actually like, I didn't shed a tear, but I almost, cause that was like validity of years of hard work. Like I've been doing this 20 years.
Straight up.
You know what I'm saying?
We from, you know, you from New York, you from the town. You know,
facts.
You guys are.
So for somebody to recognize me in that way, and this is before the viral stuff, like this is before the Bing Bong stuff. So mm-hmm. It was just like, I was still in my mind grinding, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So for him to mention, I was like one of the biggest things in the world to me.
That's amazing,
yeah,
man.
And crazy.
You know, it's only going to fuel you to get to the next level and to the next level and to the next level.
And when I dropped Bing Bong and started getting played and I wanted to do the remix, he was the first person I asked.
Straight up.
And as soon as I asked him, he was like, hell yeah, send me that. And he sent me the verse right back. But no, I was like, yo, you need bread? He was like, hell no, I don't need no bread. You know what I'm saying? That's what goes back to what I was saying. The realest thing another man could do is provide opportunity, man. That just gave me mad opportunity. Mm-hmm. Just having Fat Joe around. And then Busta did the same thing for me and Styles P on that record, man.
I do a lot of running. I ran 5 miles to that record this morning, straight up and down. I was easy work. Easy work. But everybody killed their verses on that record. It's crazy.
Thank you.
So Nems, you got music, you got merch, you got cannabis, crypto, and now comedy. talk to me about the inspiration behind comedy, man, and where do you see this going?
The comedy thing is, it kind of just fell in my lap because when these cameras ain't here, we all sitting here just like this. You know what I'm saying? Without cameras here. And all we doing is joking and laughing all day, like nonstop. So it's just a natural thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't write jokes. But being from New York, before the internet era, it was like, all right, the way we would have fun is to meet up on a corner, smoke blunts, drink 40s, and just get on each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's where the Don't Ever Disrespect Me's come and all that other stuff. It's just from years of practice. I put my 10,000 hours on the block, you know what I'm saying,
right,
with comedy. Because if they roast you all day, you're going to go home feeling like shit. So I'm not going to let you roast me all day. I'm going to get on you too. And I'm going to make you feel worse than you made me feel. And it just becomes a thing. And so the comedy thing just comes from joking and laughing and being from New York, and just it's a natural progression.
It really is.
And I was more scared of doing stand-up. I had to host a comedy event. I was more scared of that than I've ever been to get on stage and rap. You know what I'm saying? It was mad nerve-wracking.
Really?
Hell yeah.
So you got everybody.
I know I'm nice. I know, yeah, I could grab the mic and do whatever I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I was unsure if I could get on stage and make people laugh. Because
right,
it's easy to make people laugh when you're just talking. But when somebody tells you, make me laugh,
right,
that shit is mad hard.
And they got the stage and shit. Yeah,
it's like,
everything,
yo,
is like,
you get put on the spot, you're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, can't be scared of nothing, man. You got to take all opportunities thrown your way and make them your bitch.
That's right.
Straight like that.
Big gems dropping out.
Yeah.
We're going to put that on the screen
make
right here.
Make all opportunities your bitch. You heard?
Big time. I love that, man. So we're going to this next segment, Nems. The segment right here is called Picture Me Rolling.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I went through your Instagram. I selected just some insightful things I just wanted you to expand on. So I'm going to play them for you out my phone. They're going to come up on the screen here. This first video, just want you to tell me about what's going down.
Bullshit from 2018 gets left in that water. When we come out, 2019 starts. I wish the best of the new year for myself and for y'all. Let's get it.
Get it.
Every New Year's Day in Coney Island since the early 1900s, I would assume, there's this thing called the Polar Bear Club. All winter, they go in the water in the Coney Island, in the beach when nobody's there. But every New Year's Day, it's like anybody could do it. Like the whole, whoever wants to come out. So at first I was like, nah, that's crazy. I'm not doing that. But if I call myself the mayor, I gotta do everything that's going on in Coney Island, right? So for probably the last 8-9 years, every New Year's Day, 10, 11 in the morning, while everybody's hungover or still sleeping,
mm-hmm,
I go, and year by year, all my friends that say they win, they start doing it. It starts with them coming to the beach and just watching. Then the next year, everybody's jumping in. But I look at it like you jumping in that water, you're leaving the past year behind you. So I go on with all clothes, my hoodie, pants, Tim's. I always, even in the summer, I don't go in Coney Island water without shoes. Works. You don't know what the fuck you stepping on over there.
Smart man.
So
pro tips from them. Make sure you're listening up. Pro tips.
But when I come out that water, I take the hoodie off, throw it in the water. I take my Tim's off or whatever sneakers, throw them in the water or leave them right on the beach. Whoever wants to pick them up, pick them up. But it's like symbolizing leaving the past year behind you and starting brand new. Straight up. You know what I'm saying? And tomorrow's gone, man. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be 60, 70 years old looking back at life like, yo, what could have happened if I would have did what I wanted to do? If I did what makes me happy? If I live for everybody else, I'm gonna be old and angry.
For real.
I'm living for myself, man. And I'm gonna do what I wanna do, how I wanna do it. So when I get older, I can look back at life like, all right, I did it how I wanted, and this is the result that came out of it. But I can't be mad at myself because I did what the fuck I wanted to do.
I think that's so dope that you're conscious of just, you know, going into a new year with a new energy, leaving certain things behind. You know,
there's
a certain level of just being conscious. And also, I think that's pretty bold because, let me tell you something, there's a lot of tough guys out here, but cold water ain't for everybody. Cold water will humble somebody
you
up
think
real
you tough?
Fucking quick.
Come jump in that water on New Year's Day. We're going to see how tough you are, tough guy.
Straight up and down. You can be in the shower that had the cold water,
facts,
stiffen up real
facts
quick. Fuck that.
Hey, yo.
So, Debs, I got this next one right here. Tell me about this video right here.
I'm crying for.
I'm crying for. I'm crying for.
For what?
Merry Christmas, because you gave me $1,000.
Tell me about that video right
that
there.
That is the first year I bought my mom's a house. That's the first Christmas we spent in it. And I mean, that was like 3 years ago. Her income, her monthly income has gone, her Christmas presents has gone up from there.
Yeah.
But that was the first year that I actually was able to give her like a stack. Sometimes it'd be 100, 200, but that was the first time it was like 1,000. And she was in her new house.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? And listen, when I was in jail, my mother came to see me every single visit. Every visit. And I was 6 hours away. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had a girlfriend at the time. She wasn't there every visit.
Right.
I had friends. They wasn't there every visit. My mom's was there every visit.
Message.
You know what I'm saying? Loyalty gets rewarded. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When I was in rehab, my mom's used to bring me socks and t-shirts and cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? When you was able to smoke back then, I guess. Every time I've been down in life, my mother has been there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When other people weren't. That's just the least I could do. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's beautiful, man, because I think in the back of every man's head, you know, your mom is your first girlfriend, and you know, and I think that for you to just, you know, for you to buy your mom a house, I think we could all agree that that's something that we all wish we could work to do one day.
That's the dream, is,
you know what I'm saying?
Especially with the rap stuff. That's
yeah.
like the first,
yeah.
you know, big purchase rappers make or whatever, and that was done before Bing Bong, years before Bing Bong. It was just, yeah.
So I'm gonna go into this last clip right here, man. Talk to me about. Matter of fact, it's right here. Talk to me about this guy right here. on the motorcycle. Talk to me about
that. That's real fuck your life right there.
Word up.
That was the epitome of fuck your life. That was Skinny Nims. That was.
How old were you in this photo?
I was 17.
Wow.
That's when we first started FYL. That's when I was robbing everything. That's when I would rob you, walk in the building, come outside, and you'd still be out the building. I would look at you, like, what up? You know, and I didn't have, that's when it was really fuck your life, because it was fuck everybody else's life, but it also was fuck my life. Because my life was all fucked up in that picture.
What advice would you give to yourself in that picture, if you were to see that guy right there in front of you?
Don't change nothing. It's going to be all right. Shit is going to work out.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, every choice you're making right now, you're going to have to live with, but just keep up. You're going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? Just, you're going to be all right.
I love that.
Things are going to work itself out.
That's so important. That's really important for
our viewers to hear and everybody that's watching this. So Nebs, how we like to close out these interviews is with your champion's mantra. Your champion's mantra is really just a saying, a phrase, a ritual, something that you live by, that you wake up every day and it's like, yo, there's no sleeping in the trophy room. I got to go get it.
Facts. My champion's mantra is, nobody cares. Go harder. Fuck your life. Bing bong.
Straight up. And with that, yo, Nems, thank you so much for taking the time. We greatly appreciate you. All the best, man. And we out of here, man. We're here with Nems. No sleeping in the trophy room. Back to y'all.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.